What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
I'm going to try to maintain some level of calm before we talk about the team, and then to hell with that. I'm going to try to not let the team's current success spoil a thing I'm excited about, which is the team finally getting a downtown stadium, something that I want. And so a thing that I'm excited about. But yeah, you're right, man. The timing genuinely could not be worse. It's one of the highest payrolls in team history, a team that had expectations to win the division. And somehow, even though I've already been kicked square in the genitals, probably seven straight nights by the Royals, last night's loss was the worst of all of them somehow. And I didn't think that was possible because it was pretty decidedly getting pretty gut punchy throughout the week. And then last night's game, which you were at, was worse. Oh, and yeah. So I'm going to try, before we discuss the team in a moment, to not let it spoil what I am, a thing I am genuinely excited about. I think is important for the city, and I like the location. I don't know, maybe they'll give us a rendering to maybe soften the mental blow that is what the team is actively doing. Because, yeah, Gold, it's got to suck to get to finally announce a thing you've been probably dreaming about for years in the middle of somehow he might get asked a question about the team. In the middle of an announcement about a stadium being built in the downtown area that he's been asking for years. It's not fun. Not a fun time to make that announcement, I would say.
Yeah, but they have nobody to blame but themselves.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this has been a 2+ years since the vote. Literally, it's been a little over 2 years now, because wasn't the vote April, like middle of April in 2024? And then there's been a lot of hurdles along the way to get to this point. And yeah, I'm excited about downtown baseball. I think it's going to be a great thing for the city, for the team, and everything moving forward. But if you wanted to have full-blown excitement, everybody on board kind of thing, the product on the field certainly is not allowing that to happen. That's just reality. So yeah, you're right. I can be excited. I think you are about the stadium. But of course, you feel like it's not the same level of excitement because everybody around you, understandably so,
yeah,
is pissed off today. And I'm pissed off. Like, we've talked, what, 4 or 5 games now this year where you're like, I can't believe they found a way to lose X game. It's only April 21st, and there's been 4 or 5 of them. Last night, maybe I'm more upset because I was in person last night, as you said. Like, I was there just as a fan. I was not covering the game, quote-unquote, as a member of the media. I was there with a friend of mine. We were just watching the game. It was a beautiful night out there. Had a great time. Seth Lugo was awesome last night. Cags hit a rocket to dead center. And then inning after inning, men left on base, 13+ men left on base at one point last night. And I know we will talk about what the solution is, if there is one, with the roster, with coaching, et cetera, in a second. But I will say, for one given night in particular, this doesn't mean that he's never made mistakes before, but every single button Matt Quatrero pushed last night just backfired. It just flat out did.
Turned to ash.
The most obvious one that I think everybody's talking about from last night, of course, is Daniel Lynch, who's been their best reliever, period. Daniel Lynch has been their best reliever in 2026 in an otherwise bullpen that's a bunch of you-know-what.
They got a 6.5 earned run average in the bullpen.
It's the worst bullpen in baseball. Daniel Lynch has been the bright spot. 12 pitches. He's cruising. What, 4 up, 4 down, I believe, right?
Yeah.
They switch to Schreiber. Now, Q and postgame, he was asked about it. He said they liked the matchup with Taylor Ward. Okay? And Schreiber did get Taylor Ward out. But there's still batters after that you got to get out.
Including a left-hander.
And so that made no sense. Made no sense. I guess it's good Daniel Lynch is available tonight because he only pitched 12. Oh, congratulations. You've lost, at that point, 7 in a row. Daniel Lynch getting pulled in that spot made zero sense whatsoever. Then there was some pinch hitting decisions as well, where all of a sudden your two best hitters so far in 2026 are two of your best hitters. Carter Jensen and Jack Caglione are no longer available because you decided to make some switches. You had to bring in Diaz to catch. Lane Thomas runs into an out at third base. there's a decision to not have Nick Lofton bunt when the game is tied in
so
extra innings.
You can win a game.
But then when Isbell comes up in the next half inning in the exact same scenario, you're down a run and you have Isbell bunt. It made every single decision made no sense last night.
It's so, because like you and I are reasonable people. We know that seasons are long. We have people that we really like on the team. So it's not even like stuff like that. I don't feel some need to like, Bobby doesn't need protecting from a team that is struggling. That game slowly made me more and more mad every second it existed, which is a crazy thing to say, but every second, but from the third inning to the fourth, to the fifth, to the sixth, slowly just getting more and more mad. You know what the straw was that made me just be like, all right, that's it. I can't take this team anymore. At least tonight was gold. I somehow, and I don't know why I let myself do this. The moment that broke me last night wasn't even the grand slam. You might think, Cody, that must be the moment that sent you off the edge. The grand slam when it's 2-2, Bobby gets the two out hit, and you're like, yes, you had a clutch hit to at least keep this game alive. And then the following inning, they had a grand slam to make it 7-2. You would have thought that was the moment that broke me. No, it was because I was I, an idiot, allowed them when the game, I had turned it off. They hit the grand slam and I'm like, nope, that's it. I'm out. And I wanted to just see the final score to be pacified. And I saw that the bases were loaded and nobody was out and that Nick Lofton had just hit a bases clearing double to make it 7-5. And I turned it back on and I can't believe I let myself do that just to ruin my mood again. I let myself believe again for a second like an idiot. Well, obviously I'm an idiot. I understand that. But I let them do it to me again. And that was frustrating. That whole game, it just like slowly made me more mad. It broke me. It broke me. And so like now it's just like, damn it. Like, I just like, why? Why is this team so bad? And look, the bullpen is a huge reason why. We'll talk about how to maybe, I don't know, do something about that at some point. But they've lost 8 games in a row.
Well, they're stuck. They're stuck right now, too. Here's the thing. So the bullpen, you know, unless, you know, we can get into whether or not, you know, Avila should get called up and be a bullpen arm or whatever, fine. But like the bullpen is an absolute disaster. The lineup, there's only so much you can do. And that is, okay, Vinny and Salvi are not hitting, but you're not doing anything with either of them. We've talked about, you know, you can give Salvi a day off or whatever, but you're not doing anything with Vinny and Salvi. Bobby Wood Jr. obviously is not performing to the level that you expect him to, given a guy that's an MVP type candidate player and a superstar.
Yeah.
He is far from their problem, but my point is like, he's not playing at the same level that he was. Michael Garcia, number wise, has regressed a little bit from last year. Their best hitter right now potentially might even be Jack Caglione, oddly enough, not just because he had a home run last night, but you just look at his average. And there's not much room to navigate their offseason acquisitions. Lane Thomas hasn't provided anything for them this year. Isaac Collins has been a disappointment, not a disaster, but a disappointment.
Yeah, not quite.
So go on and on and on. Kyle Isbell, after a nice 5-game start to the season, has gone way back down to earth. This is just a bad baseball team. And people want to say, well, then who's going to be held accountable for that? Like I still will continue to say they are not going to fire the manager. No. They're not going to fire the general manager, and nor should they in season. The only individual that I would be completely on board with is someone that last year should not have been still part of this organization. And that's Alex Zumwalt. I don't know how the heck that the hitting can continue to be at this level and for you to retain your current hitting staff. They brought in two new pieces. Those two guys apparently are just off the hook, by the way, because of the new guys. What the hell are they bringing to the table as
in
well?
In fairness, they've only been around a couple of months, but yeah, they should also be criticized heavily. Look, this goes back to, and I by no means think this show has defended Q. Like, I think he's a normal, perfectly fine manager. Like, I don't really have any issues. The biggest issue I had last night was he managed that game into the ground. Like, chose a bad day, Q, to have your maybe worst managed game as a manager of the Royals. Like, every move, everything you did, whatever the math was telling you, at some point you had to disregard the math and just trust your gut for 5 seconds. So, like, for all the moves that screwed up before then, all the missed bunts, all the missed man, everything you went up to that point, hell, I'd have just let Lugo go longer. To hell if I'm going to let the bullpen touch this game. Urseck can go 30 pitches in the ninth.
Yeah, I mean, Strom was fine. He was only one of the only bright spots last night.
Yeah,
along
sure.
With Lugo.
But, like, then maybe you just needed only one inning out of somebody, you know? Yeah. Maybe if you just got into Strom or just had to get one inning, you know, like, who knows, right? And so, like, but to every point that they had gotten to, it's like everything was a problem. And then at that time, you could, still could have just made the right decision, which was let Lynch pitch one more inning. Just let him pitch one more inning. He's only at 12 pitches. It makes sense. But, like, every single move they made up to that point, it was by, and I don't think he, like, managed different, if that makes sense, right? This is how he's largely managed going into it. But every once in a while, especially when you're stuck in the middle of it that time, a seven-game losing streak for a team that at that point had five at-bats at the bases loaded and had scored a run, you might just have to use your gut once. I'm not saying it has to be all or one or all or nothing. You and I have said this before. You can't manage just by the numbers. You can't manage just by feel. No, that is not a way to operate or a system that is going to get you anywhere. But in a moment in which you could have just used, like said, man, that guy's dominating. He's got his best stuff. Why the hell would I mess with that tonight in a game in which we've lost seven in a row and I desperately need it? And I know he understands the same thing, which is if Lynch gives up the run, he gets questioned. I would have questioned it far less. The bullpen, the Royals starting rotation currently has like the second or third best ERA in all of baseball. It's like a 3.5-ish. The bullpen has a 6.5. And as you pointed out, it's the worst bullpen in baseball. And the problem is for JJ right now is he has now had a number of opportunities three seasons in a row to acquire a hitter. And he's over. He's over. Starling Marte, Lane Thomas, all of them. And all the ones from the previous years. He's over. He has yet to find a free agent bat that can help this team. And, like, I understand that, like, that's not where they're spending the big bucks. But it's also, like, they're not finding it. Whether it be Jonathan India or anyone else in between, they're just not acquiring the right hitter. And so, like, the lineup can't even save itself when the guys aren't, like, the normal guys aren't producing. They can't just get a hit from someone at the lower
part of the lineup. And this start, this April and this start feels a million times worse. One, because these are excruciating losses and at times non-competitive. But also, on top of it, as we know, the difference for this April versus three Aprils ago, Cody, when they had poor starts or they end up winning 54 games in year one of Q and everything is this year, for the 100th time we will say it, this year, as we all know and why fans are so upset, this team, expectations from both the organization, from fans, from media, et cetera, was to win the AL Central, to compete in the American League Central, and they are the worst team in baseball. That's why each one of these nights is even more upsetting. And yesterday, I mean, it was the 12th inning, and the minute it was clear that was about to be a home run and a grand slam, I mean, everybody in the stadium, everybody stood up, angry, mad, and just stormed out. And I was one of them as well. I was right there with everybody else. I was in my car by the time Denny was calling the bottom of the 12th inning or whatever it was last night, and the Royals were somehow trying to rally back or whatever. I mean, that thing was over.
Gold was already gone, Cody, and you got brought back in. Gold left the stadium, and you got pulled back in.
I had it on the radio. Look, Drew, you know, like in your life, like happens all the time. Happens in your youth, in your 20s, in your 30s, and you make a decision, and you're like, what the hell was I doing? Like, what was I thinking in that moment? Why did I make this decision? I don't care what it is. I couldn't believe it. Because you know what it is, Drew? I was looking for this, like, the Royals now have had, like, three opportunities in the last week where I'm like, look, you know what it is? Because we talked about this yesterday. I want the Royals to be good. It is important to me. Not just because I do a job in sports radio, but because we're in some year-long rut as a sports city. Chiefs awful season. All three locals sucked at college football. Basketball was somehow worse, you know, based on expectation. I could go through all of them. Current lost, even though they were the best NWSL team in regular season. Sporting had a terrible year. UMKC, in a program history that was already pretty awful, somehow made it worse. They at least hired Turgeon. That might be the only
thing. That might be the highlight of the
highlight of the sports calendar of the last 12 months. It's all gone. It's all just...
It's a major sports funk in the city right now. After being on a heater for 5+ years, it is a 12-month stretch of suck.
I was looking for a glimmer
when it comes
of hope,
to sports,
man,
in this town right now.
I've already been kicked square in the genitals.
It was tough, man. That game last night, I mean, it really...
I think you should have just said nuts there. It would have flowed
better.
Yeah,
probably. Yeah. But it caught all of it. You know, didn't describe it well enough. It got both parts. It's, you know, it didn't just get me in the nuts. It got everything.
Thank you, you for clarifying.
It just, I don't know. I really was, Drew. I think when I turned it back on, it was kind of like that game the other day when we were all texting. We're like, you know what? If they came from behind, Salvi hit the homer. It's like, if they can just.
You were hopeful.
If they can just squeeze this one out, it'll give the light at the end of the tunnel that this team needs. Yeah. Maybe that'll propel him. And look, last night wasn't going to do that, right? It wasn't going to do what I thought maybe that home run did the other night with Salvi.
Uh-huh.
But it was going to let you breathe. Like, it'd be like gasping for breath. You're underwater. You can't even catch a breath. You're trying, like, and maybe it would allow you to, like, catch a breath for a second. And instead, it went the complete opposite direction. But you were right. We are in a sports rut. Like, I mean, just a rut in this city.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.